November 1st, 2006, pianist Derek Conlon shows up for work at the Millennium Hotel in London. He sits down and has a cup of coffee. It was an ordinary day for Conlon, but not for another man, Alexander Litvinenko. He was the former KGB spy poisoned with radioactive polonium. Investigators found it on his cup. 3 weeks later, Litvinenko died. Pianist Derek Conlon sat in the same chair and drank his coffee from the same cup Litvinenko drank from. It had been washed, but still, polonium is strong stuff. Derek Conlon is on the phone now from Dublin, Ireland. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Madeline. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, we read about your story in the Los Angeles Times, written by friend of the show, Kim Murphy. And tell us the moment when you found out what happened, that you actually drank from the same cup as Litvinenko, that you had sat in the same chair he had sat in?
That's called the luck of the Irish, I think, yeah? I found out, actually, 3 weeks later. I was the bar had closed down. I was told to come back on the Monday. I rang up and they said, don't come in. We let you know. 3 weeks later, I found out in Sky News that anybody who was in the bar had to be tested. I thought, well, hang on a second. I'm the piano player. I was there that night. I went along, had some tests done. A week later, I was brought back to the hotel with the results, and the doctors were very kind of concerned looking and said, we have a little bit of bad news. Your levels are fairly high, is the word they use.
Your levels
of polonium-210, which is this the poison that killed Mr. Litvinenko. So what does that mean? And then they give you these statistics that it's going to be a 1 in 4 chance of getting cancer later on in your life and silly stuff at the time. So I just... That's when I found out about it after 3 weeks.
How did you know you drank from the same cup as he and sat in the same chair?
Because I went in, my routine was to go into the bar at 5:30. I usually have a cup of coffee, I read an Irish newspaper and sit in a certain seat. I start work at 6. Mr. Litvinenko and his people were in there at 4:30, which was 1 hour beforehand. I never met the man. It's just through police investigation. The only way I could have got this was through... drinking out of the contaminated cup. The dishwasher was contaminated. Everything was contaminated. The piano, which was 20 feet away from where he sat, was contaminated. My clothes were. I'm thinking, how can this be? I wasn't there, you know, which is very, very unusual. I'm still waiting for those questions to be answered. It's still an ongoing investigation.
So did people treat you differently after they found out that you had been contaminated?
Yeah. In very subtle ways, people would step back. Those who did know, you'd go shake hands. There'd be that split second, should I or should I? I said, it's fine, don't worry about it. Thinking and believing and hoping that it was fine. But and as it turned out, obviously, you cannot spread polonium-210. It's ingested. I went to a doctor and she told me, I don't go to doctors, I'm not that type of person. She said, if you can get out of that environment, get out. A friend of mine had a contact in Barbados. And I thought, okay, I'm going to jump on this. And I went out to Barbados and I spent 6 weeks there. And it was a totally different world and totally relaxed atmosphere. And it helped me get back. Obviously, I'm skipping all the downside of it as regards the panic attacks and the depression type of stuff that goes on within a few months. And after Barbados, I learned how to put it at the back of my mind and try and get something positive out of it, you know.
And you did. You wrote a song that actually was a runner-up in a UK songwriting contest, and we have it, so let's listen to a little bit of it.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. No, I can't say that now. And I don't want to be the shadow of a man. No, I don't want to be a sad and lonely man. But I am.
Sad and Lonely Man. That's quite a catchy tune, I mean, for such a sad tune.
You try and take something good from the bad. So that's the way I seem to be thinking these days. So it's hopefully something nice will come out of it. You know, if I can continue to write songs that people like, that's going to be my next mission in life.
And I understand you have your final tests, your polonium tests.
Yeah, going back to the polonium to 10. Yeah, my test is this week, which will be the fourth test. Every 3 months you're tested over a period of 1 year. After the first 3 months, you're supposed to lose 50% of the toxin that's inside. So fingers crossed, and I'm believing it will happen. That should be hopefully the end of it.
Pianist Derek Conlon, thank you for joining us.
Madeline, my pleasure. Thank you.